AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A community in Alabama's reeling from a mass shooting at a party this past weekend that left four people dead and nearly 30 injured. They were at a dance studio celebrating a girl's 16th birthday. Her brother was among the victims. Phil Dowdell, a high school senior supposed to play football at Jacksonville State, is among the dead, according to his family. The school superintendent for Tallapoosa County says counseling will be available for fellow students.
Comfort those children and don't lose sight of the fact that those are the ones most impacted by this situation.
He spoke on WTVM-TV. It was one of a spate of shootings around the country, including a domestic violence incident in Cyrus, Minnesota, that left a deputy dead and two other officers injured. Another officer was killed in Eastern Oregon. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace on Fox News Sunday says gun violence needs to be curbed.
Republicans can no longer be silent on this issue, and it's not about the Second Amendment. There are plenty of things that we can be doing.
A surprise delay in the much-anticipated trial against Fox News. A Delaware judge announced late last night he's postponing the start of the trial in the $1.6 billion defamation suit filed by Dominion Voting Systems over false allegations of election fraud. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, in Japan with his G7 counterparts, is calling for a ceasefire in Sudan.
The threat that poses to civilians, that it poses to the Sudanese nation.
About 100 civilians have been killed just this weekend. Today is the running of the Boston Marathon. 10 years ago, horror unfolded as two brothers planted explosive devices, killing three people. NBA winners are the Lakers, Miami, Clippers, and the Nuggets. This is AP News. Israeli demonstrations against the government's plan to overhaul the judiciary continue, even though Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's pausing the plan.
Protesters are still turning up in numbers. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Netanyahu insists judiciary reform is needed.
I look for a broad consensus on the judiciary. Every democracy, including your own, has a continuous tension between the judiciary and the executive or the legislative.
Currently on trial on corruption charges, the plan could give Netanyahu and his government allies final say in appointing judges. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Curtain came down last night for the New York production of Phantom of the Opera, ending Broadway's longest-running show. There were thunderous standing ovations, champagne, and gold confetti, marking nearly 14,000 performances at the Majestic Theater. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.